I will now hand over to Robin to introduce our first batch of news.
There is no doubt about the biggest local story of the week. The government has announced that 8 Norfolk councils will be axed and replaced with 3 new authorities. This is, of course, highly controversial. A legal challenge is possible, and villagers around Norwich are not at all happy at being included in the fine city. But the leader of the Norwich City Council feels the decision is momentous. We will hear readers' reactions in the letters section, but first, here is Elaine to introduce the changes.
Norfolk's 8 councils are to be scrapped and replaced with 3 new super authorities, covering the east and west of the county, along with 1 for Greater Norwich. After months of speculation, the government confirmed yesterday it has plumped for the creation of 3 new unitary councils in the biggest shake-up of Norfolk's councils in more than 50 years. It will mean the abolition of Norfolk County Council, Norwich City Council, South Norfolk Council, Broadland District Council, Breckland District Council, North Norfolk Council, Great Yarmouth Borough Council and West Norfolk Council. They will be replaced by 3 new councils, Greater Norwich, West Norfolk and East Norfolk unitary authorities, providing all the services in the area they cover. That is unlike the current setup, where some services such as roads, adult social care and children's services are the responsibility of County Hall, while the districts, borough and city handle others such as recycling, environmental health and planning. The government had invited authorities to suggest what should happen in the shake-up, and Steve Reed, local government secretary, picked the Future Norfolk 3 council model, put forward by Norwich, Broadland, Breckland, North Norfolk, Great Yarmouth and West Norfolk. It will see a Greater Norwich Council on extended boundaries, taking in parts of South Norfolk and Broadland. The East Norfolk Council takes in areas such as Great Yarmouth, but also places such as Wyndham, Cromer, Sheringham, Fakenham and even Wells next the sea. The West Norfolk Council takes in towns such as King's Lynn, Dereham, Swaffham, Thetford, Downham Market, Hunstanton and Wotton.
A legal challenge could be mounted against the radical plan to scrap all Norfolk's councils and replace them with 3 new ones. Norfolk County Council and South Norfolk Council believe the government has not followed its own criteria in deciding to create new councils covering Greater Norwich, West Norfolk and East Norfolk. Daniel Elmer, leader of South Norfolk Council, has branded the 3-way split a disastrous decision which is doomed to failure. He confirmed his authority is talking to lawyers about the prospect of challenging the decision in the courts via a judicial review. South Norfolk had proposed 2 councils, but the government's decision for 3 will see parts of that authority absorbed into a Greater Norwich unitary council. Mr. Elmer said, "The 3 unitary model does not meet any of the criteria set out by the government at the start of this process." Kay Mason-Billick, leader of Norfolk County Council, who was left bitterly disappointed that County Hall's single council model was rejected, has also questioned whether the criteria was followed correctly. She said she believed the shake-up could yet be hamstrung by the complexities of drawing up new wards and establishing how many councillors will be required. Mike Stonard, leader of Norwich City Council, insisted that, in any case, the three-way council model proposal, backed by Broadland, Breckland, Great Yarmouth, North Norfolk and West Norfolk, had followed the government's criteria. He said the six districts who produced the future Norfolk proposals for three unitaries were very, very careful to ensure they complied with the criteria set out by the government.
Villagers have raged against plans to include them in the new Greater Norwich Council, saying, "We don't want to be city folk." People who have enjoyed tranquil countryside living have condemned the proposals that will envelop their communities into Norwich as part of a wider government scheme to create three super councils in Norfolk. Norwich City Council's jurisdiction currently covers as far as Beauthorpe, Norwich Airport and Heartsease. But under the plans, Greater Norwich will extend these boundaries to take in Honingham, Horsford, Blowfield, Poringland and Heatherset. But people in these villages, which are currently managed by Broadland District and South Norfolk Council, say they do not want issues from the city, like higher tax rates, more housing estates and crime encroaching on their countryside. One of the major concerns villagers have is the new boundaries will lead to an increase in housing developments. Bernie Perrett, 66, who lives in Honingham, predicts his village will become another suburb of the city by 2046. He said, "They've got no idea what it's like living out here. Honingham has been a lovely village for all these years. There's a fear of losing that community feel." The three unitary authorities, West Norfolk, Greater Norwich and East Norfolk, is expected to begin in 2028.
Norwich City Council's leader has acknowledged his party might not be in control of the new Greater Norwich Council, but that its creation will bring huge benefits for people in the city and beyond. Mike Stonard, leader of the Labour group at City Hall, said the government's decision to replace all eight current Norfolk councils with three new unitary councils was momentous. He said the new council would be better able to tailor solutions to tackle inequality and deprivation, while pushing forward with creating new homes, jobs and economic growth.